This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
A beautiful, crisp autumn Friday in New York City. It is Evan and Tiki. We have a ton to do on this Friday. The keys to the New York Jets upsetting the Buffalo Bills. The keys to the New York Giants competing and, dare I say, upsetting the Dallas Cowboys. And how the current sitting president of the United States made Tiki Barber look like a fool last night. We'll get to all of that coming up. That's a tease that makes people wonder. And, of course, Yankees Red Sox will be kicking off in just a few hours. Here's what I will say to start about the state of the collapsing, disgraceful, and gutless New York Mets.
You have to be at 35% at this point.
My concern level, yes, Tiki Barber, is rising by the moment. Because last night was the kind of loss that makes you say, did that really happen? Did that really happen? Did they jump all over Jesus Luzardo in the first inning and then promptly go to sleep for the final eight innings? Did that actually happen? Did I actually watch a lead slowly and surely go away and disappear? Did that really happen? And yes, it did. And the Mets got swept by the Phillies, and their lead is now down to a measly game, essentially a game, in the wild card race. And yes, I knew Tiki would ask me that question. That's been the topic over the last few days. What's your confidence level? What's your confidence level, Met fans? What's your confidence level, Evan? What's your confidence level, Tiki? Here's what I'm going to tell you, and it may surprise you. As upset and disgusted as I am by this glass jaw baseball team, and maybe this is irrational, that's a part of why you're so valuable, Tiki.
Okay.
Tonight is the last stand. Tonight is the night where either the Mets are going to put a Band-Aid on this mess and return this season around, or they're going to go down like the team most Met fans think they are, which is like a bunch of gutless losers. And I don't know if it's because of Jacob deGrom. I don't know if it's because it's at Citi Field. I'm not sure the reason why this is my emotion on this Friday afternoon, but it's all about tonight. It's all about responding to this mess tonight against a future Hall of Famer who, for most of these guys, used to be your teammate in front of 40,000 suckers who have been packing Citi Field all year. It's about tonight. So I get what happened last night. If you want to bring more stuff up from last night, we'll answer it. But to me, my focus on how confident I am is all about if this team could show some guts and respond tonight. And I'll tell you this, if they don't, they're dead.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that, Evan. But here's the only thing to push back on. They are 11 games out in the division, gone. They are still, if the season ended today.
No, I don't do this anymore.
I'm just being positive Tommy right now. If the season ended today, they're a game and a half up on the San Francisco Giants for the third and last wild card spot. So it doesn't matter what's happened, doesn't matter where you're going, doesn't matter what, you know, in the postseason, it doesn't matter the past, it matters the present. And right now, the only solace they can take is that we're still in control.
Yeah.
We still control our destiny. That is such the, it's an annoying but very true cliche. Every sport does it. And you see it into the football season. We control our destiny. We got to win one more game. And maybe you do, maybe you don't. Right now, the only thing you can bet on with the Mets is that they know exactly what you're saying. They know that this every game matters going forward. The problem for Carlos Mendoza, for anyone really associated with the organization, is that you can scream and yell, make lineup adjustments, change this, you know, change the expectation, create urgency, whatever story you want to tell. Ultimately, it comes down to guys producing and performing, and they're just not doing it at all.
Yes. I'm going to give you an analogy. I'm going to give you two cross sports analogies to describe backing up what you say, but telling you why they can't let this slip anymore. Mm. They are an NBA team that had a 20-point lead, and they were running the clock out.
Yep.
And now there's a minute and a half left, and their lead is down to one. They need to put the ball in the hoop. They're not going to win by one. They need a basket. This is a football team that led by three touchdowns. And now they've blown the entire lead, and the ball's back in their quarterback's hands. They need to drive down the field and retake the lead. Tonight is that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've blown the whole thing, quite frankly. They have. Their lead is a game. It's a game over the Cincinnati Reds. That's it. The lead's gone, essentially.
Yes.
And so tonight, even though, yes, everything is still right there and it's right in front of them, if they don't win tonight, and again, maybe I'm being emotional. If they don't win tonight, they're going to go down like losers. And I never really thought that would happen. I never did. And let me make this clear.
What's your percentage? You haven't given me your percentage
yet. Oh, you need a number?
I need an actual number. We're keeping track of this. It started out as 75.
Yeah.
Forget the guys on the other side because they're still hovering around 90 plus and 100.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. 75.
Yeah.
Then it went down to 65.
Yeah.
And now I need to know, is it sub 50? And how far below sub 50 is it?
Well, I'm going to answer it this way. They need to win tonight. So let's go piece by piece. Mm-hmm. If they win tonight, I actually naively believe they'll turn this thing around.
All right, so tell me what your chance is, your percentage that you believe they're winning tonight against Jacob DeGrom, who cares a lot more about this than seemingly any Met player does because they're crapping to bed and enjoying themselves doing it.
I know that Jake is in town now. I know that Jake is listening right now. Jake understands the respect I have for him. So, Jake, I just want to speak real right now. I think the Mets are going to bomb his ass tonight. And that may sound crazy, and I say it with peace, I say it with love, and I say it with admiration. I think the Mets are going to crush him tonight. So for that reason, because I'm putting it all on tonight, I'm still above 50% because I think they're going to answer this call. And I think they're going to answer this call because if they don't, they're gutless. Are they really gutless? They're losers. Are they really losers?
I mean, you can call them anything you want right now because they can't defend themselves.
That's what they've been. I want to make it clear, Teak. They have a chance to change that narrative.
Oh, of course they
That's
do.
That's the way they've played.
But the only way to change that narrative is to do something about
it. Yeah, they got
to
win
games. And they consistently have it. Six games in a row, they've lost. And so they're not stepping up to the plate. Figuratively, no pun intended. They're not doing the little things. They're not getting... I mean, watching the Phillies game, it was like nobody's hitting home runs. Nobody's crushing the ball. They're just station to station. In fact, I think they said that on the broadcast. Station to station to station to station to station, just blow you out. That's what the Phillies do.
Right.
And it's frustrating because it feels like, oh, we're just one out away. And then that one out never comes. And so what it boils down to is the Phillies, or teams like the Phillies, they do the little things. Whereas the Mets, they're trying to do the big things, but they can't even do the little things.
The truth is, Teak, the Mets don't do anything.
True.
There's nothing they do well. They score four runs in the first inning, great, and then they historically get retired 25 in a row by the combo of Lizardo and Duran. Like, that's historically bad. Their starting pitching is average at best. Like David Peterson's outing last night was average.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't horrible, but it was average. It was actually slightly below average. Their bullpen isn't very good. They make defensive miscues. So the reality about the Mets right now is they do everything wrong. And I really shouldn't even believe they're going to win tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
And I don't know why I do. I don't know if it's that I think this emotion of tonight, believe it or not, is actually going to get to Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah.
He's an emotionless robot.
So why is it going to get to him then?
Because, believe it or not, as much as Jacob DeGrom has been emotionless and a robot during his Met tenure, and he was, and I think that's a part of why a lot of Met fans never got close to him. I do think that's it. They didn't see the emotion of this guy. He wasn't Matt Harvey. He wasn't Noah Syndergaard. I think he's going to have that emotion tonight. I think when they play a video tonight for him, and he gets a...
They're going to try to get him emotional.
No,
is that what you're saying?
No. He deserves it.
Are they going to do it disrespectfully?
Respectfully. He's going to get a video tonight, and he's going to get a standing ovation. All you idiots who 2 years ago told me you were going to boo him when he came back, you're not going to boo
him.
What
are you doing?
Well, I'm going to get there right as first pitch is thrown.
Standing ovation?
When he takes the mound in the bottom of the first inning, I will give him a standing ovation.
Raucous guffaw?
Yeah. I will say thank you. And then as soon as he throws the first pitch to Lindor, to quote a wise man, you're dead to me. That's the reality. But I honestly think that the video and the ovation and the adulation he's going to get from the crowd for the first time ever, DeGrom's going to become human. He's going to bleed. And I think the Mets are going to beat him up. And I think the Mets are going to win tonight. But if, God forbid, they don't, if Jacob DeGrom dominates like the machine he used to be, or forget DeGrom, the Mets just play like the lifeless losers they've played like for 4 months, then I think it's spiraling out of control, and we are witnessing an 07-like collapse that makes you reevaluate everything about this team, this roster, and this manager. And speaking of this manager, I have a clip for you.
Oh, God.
I want to play a clip of Carlos last night. So Carlos Mendoza was asked, and he's starting to get pounded with very tough questions. He was asked about getting this team going, about turning this team around, about not letting this team kind of sink and fall away. I want you to listen to his answer, because Carlos Mendoza put it all on him. And there's a part of me that respects that, and then there's a part of me that says, Carlos, if you guys choke this away, you can be a casualty. Take a listen to Mendy after last night's game.
Is there anything that you can do to reset this team at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I'm responsible, you know. I'm the manager, so it's my job to get these guys going, and I will, you know. I have a lot of confidence myself, my coaches, and the players. And, you know, it's not easy right now, and we are all frustrated. But, look, like I said, we still got an opportunity here to achieve what, you know, our goal.
He put it on himself.
Yeah.
I'm the manager, and I'm going to do it. Go do it. And I don't know how you do it. And you could tell me, bro, I don't know if it's throwing a chair or screaming in a private meeting or changing the lineup. I don't know what it is. But the manager just told you, hey, it's my job, and I'm going to do it.
Right.
Well, go do it. I'm waiting. The entire city's waiting. We've watched you guys play the worst team in baseball for 4 months. You have collectively blown what felt like a lead you would never blow. To quote the great Clint Capella, what are you going to do about it? And so to the manager, who put himself on the firing line, you better do something about it.
Here's the problem. Well, we've been saying this from a fan perspective and from the outside of the organization looking in for weeks now. This isn't just a losing six games in a row issue. This has been going on for weeks upon weeks upon weeks. And it was just a matter of time before it really came back and bit you, before it put you in danger as they currently now sit of missing the postseason. We joked about it, or talked about it yesterday, that we could get through this weekend and the Mets are out of playoff position.
Yeah, on their way.
And if they lose tonight, they're definitely on their way out of it. So what is talking about it going to do? And the only thing, just from a player standpoint, is you want that opportunity, but there's also, you have to keep normality in it. Like, you can't press, but because when you press, you make it worse. So there is no answer for what these guys are trying to do. I listened to Lindor two nights ago, and it was as if he was saying, yeah, I understand that we stink and I suck right now, but we can't press. And at the end of the day, they're either going to be good enough or they're not. Maybe they're just not good enough. And I think that's maybe what we're not willing to accept, that they're not good enough. Because everything Mindy says, everything we know, everything David Stearns and Steve Cohen and everybody associated with the Mets will say is this team is highly competent. They are competitive. They have, just look at it on paper. But maybe they're actually overrated and just not good enough. And I think if they fall out of this playoff race and miss it for the first time or since whenever they failed the last time, was that 07? Then they're just not good enough. You just have to accept that.
888-808-1019. Bill is in Morristown, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Bill.
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's up?
Got two quick ones. So, Evan, do you feel any better about the Mets based on the fact that our plus 490 bet for them to miss is now plus 172?
It doesn't make me feel better, but yes, I took out the emotional insurance.
Did you?
Of course I did. What do you think, this is my first rodeo?
I thought it was too cheap.
Well, look what it would be now.
No, it's nothing now.
They're almost going to be dogs to make the postseason. Emotional insurance doesn't make you feel better. It just tries to lessen the pain. Joe is in Nutley, New Jersey. Hey, Joe.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. So I'm just as frustrated, obviously, as you, Evan, a big Mets fan. But I'm trying to be rational, and I know that I've already succumbed myself. This team is not making the playoffs. They're not, as Kiki said, I don't believe they're good enough from a pitching standpoint, from an offensive standpoint, maybe. But my question to you guys is, I don't want heads to roll. I feel like that's irrational. But do you think at the end of the season, when they don't make the playoffs, should the owner at least come out and put Stearns on notice, because he's batting a zero? Now, I understand GMs don't always bat 1,000, but every decision that this guy has made since March has been incorrect.
Yeah.
And obviously, in the deadline, he completely messed up. So I don't want to fire Stearns because that's
Joe,
not
but
fair.
But, Joe, let's pause and go back to the beginning of the season. At the beginning of the season, you had just signed Juan Soto to a record-breaking contract, and everybody was encouraged. Season ticket sales are through the roof. Pete Alonso, despite looking like he was heading elsewhere, ends up re-signing a short-term deal, making him the first $30 million a year first baseman until Vlad Jr. comes along. But whatever. The feels were good. You still had some really good core components. And when you looked at it, you said, man, this team is actually, this team has a shot. And then the pitching was dominant. Like, all of these decisions that now everybody is hating on, it was dominant for the first part of the year. They had the best starting ERA in baseball. I think they had the best reliever bullpen ERA in baseball. They were unbelievable. They didn't lose at home. So what you're saying now about David Stearns, it was 180 degrees opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Eight, 9 weeks ago. So it can't be both. You know what I mean?
Oh, it can be.
He's either good at his job or he's terrible at his job. Or the reality is sometimes the players need to have accountability dumped at their doorstep. And that's what enough players, that's not enough of us, are not doing it. We're not dumping it at each individual player. I know we're collectively, it's hard to do that because then it's got to be somebody else's fault. But this is like contagious bunk. It's terrible.
Contagious.
Yes.
You're right. David Cohn said that 2 days ago during the Yankee game about how bullpen struggles can be contagious. The Mets, all the way around, their bunk baseball, it's a good term to use, it's been contagious. And it's been going on for a while. They've been sick for months. Since the middle of June, this is a bad baseball team. Now, coming up in just a few short minutes, something I'm very much looking forward to. We are very open around here. We're very honest around here. Last night, after yet another brutal loss, our very own Tommy Lugauer did his Positive Tommy thing.
Positive Tommy.
And Frank the Tank, friend of the show. You did Frank's walk not too long ago. Frank's been on the show. He's been on the station. He's a good man. Frank the Tank lost it, as he always does against Tommy Lugauer.
This motherfucker, Tommy Lugauer.
But this time, instead of just cursing him out and saying mean things, Frank challenged him.
Ooh.
He said, I want to debate negative Tommy.
Challenge. He wants to debate positive Tommy.
I'm sorry. Did I call you negative?
Yeah. Call me negative Tommy. Frank the negative one. Tommy the positive.
Negative Tommy is currently trying to dig a hole to get Bad Tiki out of jail.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's negative Tommy.
Shawshank Redemption.
So when we come back, you will get to hear it. We will get to hear it. It's the irresistible force versus the immovable object. It's the positivity versus the negativity. The debate the people have asked months for. Tommy versus Frank.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
Plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019. And how the President of the United States made Tiki Barber look bad. New York Mets fan community has a few celebrities, some may say. One of which is our very own Tommy Lugauer. He's now the most hated man in the Met community because he'll tweet out irrational, positive stuff after horrible losses.
Positive Tommy. Keep doing you, Tommy. Keep doing you, bro.
And then you got Frank the Tank, who's also sometimes loved, sometimes hated. I think it's based on the way they're playing, who obviously is very negative about certain things.
Ryan Housley sucks.
So for the last few weeks and months, Frank has always been the first person to respond to Tommy's positive spin. And Frank, it feels, has gotten angrier and angrier as the days have gone by. And to me, last night, it came to a head. It came to a head when he challenged Tommy to a debate, which we have accepted and will occur in just a few minutes. But it also came to a head on Frank's live stream, where in the middle of just destroying the New York Mets, he decided to bring up Tommy Lugauer.
And he got this motherfucker, Tommy Lugauer. He's a motherfucker who just fucking loves losing. He is a piece of shit. He doesn't know what the fuck he is talking about. He'd rather go to a fucking rave. He doesn't even give a fuck. Positive vibes, there's no such fucking thing as positive fucking vibes.
So to me, enough F-bombs here. So to me, the two things of him going to town on Tommy on the live stream, him challenging him to a debate, the time is now. This is WrestleMania sex. It has to happen. So joining us right now, he is a legend in the New York Met community. Unfortunately, he roots for the Dolphins too freaking bad. And that, of course, is the great Frank the Tank. Frank, we appreciate it. How you been, man?
I've been all right. This has been one of the most miserable Met seasons I remember. The Dolphins are a dumpster fire. Embarrassment.
It's not a good sports moment for you, Frank. But it's not over.
The Devils. I think the Devils are still on vacation. Tom Fitzgerald. He doesn't even look like he. I think he went on a tour of Antarctica.
Well, we always appreciate talking to you. So I think the fairest way to do this. First of all, you know we can't curse. We appreciate your cursing, but here at the Fan, we cannot. You challenged him to a debate, so I want to give you one full minute to just get it out. How you feel about Tommy, the Mets, your feelings.
Say hello first, Tommy.
Frank, how you doing?
All right.
You feeling positive there or no?
No, right. No positivity.
All
right. I'm actually wearing right now a Jacob DeGrom jersey, anticipating fully a no-hitter tonight.
Well, you get a minute to get it off your chest, and then Tommy will get a minute to respond. And then after that, you guys can go back and forth. So I can't wait to hear what you have to say. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Frank the Tank. Frank, the floor is yours, sir.
What this Met team is the just the worst team I remember. I've seen horrible Met teams with no talent have much more heart than this load of bums. This team has as much fight as that father last week who quickly handed the ball over to Karen. If anyone comes up to the Mets and says, we want to win, the Mets just hand it here, kid. Go away. They have no grit. They haven't had a win where they've trailed in the ninth inning. You know what team did that last year? The White Sox, who lost 121 games. I mean, even the worst teams have comeback wins. This team has no comeback wins. Their bullpen's been a disaster. They blow games every day. They blew a 4-0 lead yesterday. Yesterday, their first team in a modern era of baseball to score 4 runs in the first inning and not get a base runner the rest of the game. In fact, I think they, like, every game ending, we felt like 7-pitch inning. This team has no heart, no grit, no soul. It's like they got rid of Jose Iglesias. He was the leader last year. He was the reason. This team has no heart, nothing. It's dead. It's dead, and it's going to be even worse. It's going to go worse from now on.
Does it bother you when Tommy says positive things after you watch a game like that?
Yes. Yes. Because positivity comes from fight. And this team never shows fight. It never shows heart. There's no heart on this team. This team has no pulse. Nothing. It rolls over and dies. They just roll over. When's the last time they won a game where it was tied in the seventh inning? Where's the last time they won? If they fall down by 2 runs, it's over. They haven't had a comeback. They had, you know, that whenever it's a rain delay, they show this thing called Amazing Finishes.
Yeah.
Amazing Finishes 2025 is going to be about 5 minutes long.
That's a fair
There's
point.
Been no Amazing Finishes this year.
It is a fair point. Now, you heard a lot of truth and a lot of negativity from Frank. Tommy, would you like a rebuttal there?
I would. So one thing that's indisputable about this Mets, the 2025 Mets season, is every single time everybody, yourself included, Frank, and you lead the charge of the negativity, every single time you guys have thought this season was going to be over, the Mets have not let go of the rope. Every single time it looks like they're going to give up the wild card spot, they haven't. They have responded. They are one of the best teams in baseball at home. They're about to play 9 at home, starting tonight against Jacob DeGrom. Then they get the Padres, who are a loser franchise. Then they get the Washington Nationals, who are not a good team. They have been streaky offensively all season long, so you can't sit here, Frank, and tell me that they're not going to hit this series, they're not going to hit on this homestand, because they've been streaky. They have not hit recently, but I believe they will hit in this homestand. When you look at the three pitchers they're throwing out there, McClain, Sproat, Tong, this is our present and our future. This is a team that the manager came out and said he put it all on his shoulders, and I think that they will respond this weekend. They are not going to allow Jacob DeGrom to walk in there, have this big hoopla, all the dog and pony show, and stick it to the Mets. It's not going to happen, and I believe in this team from last year. We act like it was 10 years ago. They still have Lindor. They still have Pete. They have Soto, who's had a great season and has done well and had big moments in the World Series. Mark Vientos has stepped his game up, and he plays better in the big spot. They have guys that have risen to the occasion. And you brought up the stat, Frank. They have not won a game when trailing going into the ninth inning. That will change. It will change this month, and it will change in October, and that will be the story of this team. When they make a run in October, they will be the comeback kids. And all these losses in the ninth inning when they were trailing will feel like yesteryear when they're winning those games in the ninth inning.
Any response to that, Frank?
This is not the same team as last year. You got rid of OMG. Jose Iglesias replaced it with the Pink Pony Club.
Well, that's a great, first of all, Frank, that's a great song. I'm going to keep on dancing to the Pink Pony Club. It's a huge hit. I was just in Nashville a couple weeks ago. They played it 100 times.
It might be a huge hit, but okay. It just shows you everything that's wrong with modern music. Nobody actually plays musical instruments anymore.
Frank, I love Jose Iglesias. He's hitting about 220 for the Padres. So,
but he was a spiritual and emotional leader. He had this
Francisco
spark,
Lindor's
this
not a leader. Energy. Francisco Lindor's
Harrison
not a leader.
Harrison Bader. I mean,
come on.
They could have got him back. Instead, they get Cedric Mullins, who stands at the plate like this. I mean, he's got the worst.
Frank,
no one was
opining
body,
for Harrison
Bader. Body language of this team looks like they have quit. It looks like they're focused on going to Cabo next month. That's what this team looks like to me.
Frank,
this team has no comebacks, and Jacob DeGrom is going to shove it down their throats tonight. You watch it, and everyone knows it's going to be ugly. The Rangers are going to get a couple of runs, and the final score is going to be like 4-0. They're going to blow the game open. They're going to bring in Ryan Helsley, and he's going to get lit up. I think there's a better chance of a no-hitter tonight than the Mets winning.
Do you honestly
think Jacob DeGrom is going to go out there and just shut the Mets down. And he's nothing.
Yeah.
We look at these teams that have won some games against the Mets.
Let's try to bring you some positivity. What's it going to take for you to believe again? What's it going to take?
There's no fight in this team. There's no. When's the last time the Mets got a little rally where
they
didn't have to get hit the ball hard?
Frank.
These other teams come in and they get these little doink hits. The Mets, everyone has to come up here and try to hit the ball out because that's the Eric Chavez philosophy. There's nobody fouling off pitches. They get 0-2 and it's over. And if it's a seventh inning and they're down one run, it's over.
When's the last time
the Mets even had a rally?
I mean, you're right about that. What I'm curious about, and I wrote this down, is you said about Tommy Lugauer, he doesn't want to win and he'd rather go clubbing than watch the Mets. Do you stand by that? Do you think he'd rather see the Mets lose?
I don't think you'd rather see the Mets lose, but you have to watch this team day in, day out, and see that this team has no heart. They mail it in. They mailed in Tuesday night's game. They mailed in Wednesday night's game.
Frank,
and if they fall behind, it's over.
But Frank,
this team falls behind, they don't even fight. There's no fight in this team.
Frank. If the season ended today, answer me this question.
Uh-huh.
If the season ended today, September 12th, would the Mets be in the postseason?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yeah, but the season doesn't.
So they lost a couple games. No biggie. This is what I want you to do, Frank.
Six straight.
After every loss, you're gonna do me a favor here. We're gonna work. I know this is like Batman and the Joker, and we're both gonna exist in the Metaverse. When the Mets lose games, just say no biggie. No biggie.
No, why? No, it is a biggie. That's the problem. They have not had any urgency.
You
said they haven't let it go to rope.
Yeah, but your negativity doesn't
turn. The rope is out of their hands now.
Oh, no, it's not out of their
hands now.
No, they have not let go of the rope, Frank.
The Reds are playing the Athletics this weekend.
So what?
The rope is out of, and they don't have the tiebreaker. You know why they don't have the tiebreaker?
They have the tiebreaker over the Giants.
It's the first game out of the All-Star break. They punted that game away, putting this bum Alex Carrillo on the mound.
All right, no biggie. You move on.
Sean Manaea. They punted too many games away. And when you start punting games away,
Frank,
this is all Mendoza's fault.
They're
Mendoza's
in the postseason
right
now.
Out of here.
They're in the He got to the NLCS last year in his first season.
I don't care.
Well, why don't you care, Frank?
He's had a terrible job this year.
I don't want to raise my voice.
One of the worst managerial jobs I've ever seen in one season.
Frankie.
And the fact that this team doesn't have any heart, any urgency, it goes back to him. He hasn't got this team fired up. Hey, how about still getting in somebody's face and telling them to take accountability? Instead, we get Cedric Mullins going and Luis Ano Acuna. You know, he made that great play last week. This would be an 8-game losing streak if that didn't happen. But he cannot hit. He is an automatic out.
Frank, and I heard you last night on your live stream. You said this team deserves to get booed. What exactly has booing ever done to turn a negativity into a positivity? What is all your screaming? What is all your ranting? What is all your raving?
What has your positivity done?
Frank,
hold
on a second. That's not true. Frank, last year when I started being
positive.
Last year's
a whole different team.
They got to the NLCS, Frank, and right now they're sitting in the playoffs. Frank, what did your negativity do for years with the Mets? Explain that to me.
You had comebacks. That team came back many times last year.
Your negativity.
This team has not had One comeback. Not one. Not one.
The last
amazing
thing.
Finishes.
Okay.
Amazing
so they're due. They're due. Frank, are they not due? They're
and that's
due.
That's the conclusion of amazing no. finishes 2025.
Okay.
They're due. What are you going to do about the rain delays next year? They had no amazing finishes this year.
Frank, they're due for an amazing finish. And
they
I would
are,
just.
They, no.
Frank.
It's September. It's over. They're dead. They are dead.
The last thing. This fan base needs, and Evan can attest to this because he's around so much, is negativity, Frank. We've had enough negativity for decades. It's time to turn that around.
They've already been swept by the Padres. They've already lost two series to the Nationals.
What does that have to do with this week?
Come in red hot, like a bottle of fire.
So they're due to lose. The Rangers are due to lose, Frank.
2-7.
No biggie. It's a no biggie. That's what you need to do from now on.
Frank, out of curiosity, will you be in the building at all this weekend? When's your next Citi Field game?
Saturday. I'm going to Saturday's game.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming on, and hopefully the Mets will make the playoffs, and we can all give each other a big hug before that wild card game, all right?
Yeah, well, watch next year, too.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Frank. I got to tell you, Frank's point about the rain delays, he kept going back to it.
It's a good point.
What are they going to do in the rain delays?
It's a great point.
It was excellent. It actually made it relatable.
It
actually made me look past the positivity of Tommy and the negativity of Frank the Tank and say, wow, he's got a hell of a point. That's almost genius.
So the baseball argument is what it is. The human argument, I got to commend Tommy because Frank is such a nice guy. He truly is.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell. He didn't want to attack Tommy.
Of course not.
It was about the Mets. Even though he challenged him to a debate, he didn't want to attack Tommy. And as soon as Tommy said two words, and those two words were, no biggie,
yes.
Frank got unleashed.
Or the other phrase, if the season ended today.
That too, yes.
That's the one to get you. Immediate and apt rebuttal. It doesn't end today.
And Tommy knew that, right? You knew as soon as you said, go no biggie, he was going to lose
You're
it
like,
on you.
Damn it.
I've been waiting a while to say that to Frank the Tank, and it did not disappoint.
Well, good work, Tommy. We appreciate it. Sean Morash, who won that debate in your mind?
Definitely not the audience would be my first answer. I actually think Tommy won the debate because you know what? My big takeaway was.
Okay, what are you taking away from Tommy and what are you taking away from Frank?
All right, so Tommy remained calm through the whole thing. And my big takeaway from Frank is, unfortunately, I think Frank talks a big game more on Twitter than Tommy does.
I got to respectfully disagree.
Okay, all right.
So the takeaway from Tommy, and maybe this is because we listen to Tommy all the time, is no biggie. The Mets are going to be okay. And it just kind of doesn't resonate with me. I'm telling you, the amazing finishes thing resonates. Because he's so right.
When it comes to the actual Met debate, with all due respect, I think Frank kicked his ass. In the Met debate.
He didn't.
Now, you're right. He didn't come out personally attacking Tommy, but his point stuck. They haven't had a comeback all year.
Yeah.
He's right. If you're making a DVD of amazing comebacks from 2025... it's empty!
But you...
There's nothing on it!
I can't believe I'm debating
And he's right about the Jose Iglesias stuff. Yeah. The OMG.
The beater.
He's yeah, right.
But you know where he lost me?
And
all honestly, we talk about shtick back and forth. The Mets do not have a better chance of getting no hit tonight than they do winning a baseball game.
Until they get no hit. Until they get no hit.
You think they could get no hit tonight?
Well, Jacob hasn't been good enough as of late to get no hit. He's lost four of his last five or whatever it is, but... Mm-hmm. A couple of those, he struck out like eight or nine guys.
And also, keep in mind, Sean, the Mets just got no hit for 8 1/3 innings.
Okay.
If you look at the end of last night's
game. That's a good point.
I mean, it just got basically perfected.
I don't want to speak for Tommy, but I will say this. After that debate back and forth, if we are living in a world at 10 o'clock tonight where Jacob deGrom has actually no hit the Mets, Tommy, I think positive Tommy now has to fail to exist.
Yeah. He's got to get sent to Mars.
Honestly, that happens.
Go live on Mars.
That's it, man.
Yeah, there's a rover up there for you. There's no life, at least not currently.
Right.
There probably was water about 5 or so million years ago.
Yeah.
But you're screwed.
Yeah, you're screwed.
No, I don't think so. I think he's just no biggie at it, and you move on. Now, I thought in my defense, gave good baseball points of why the Mets are going to not let go of the rope. They've been great at home. They have been a streaky offensive team, so them not hitting over the last couple of days tells me they're about to get hot.
Does anybody, what are they saying in San Diego right now? They don't have a football team to talk about. They don't believe in their baseball team. Their baseball team never, ever wins. The Nationals, yeah, they're young, they're spunky, but they're still a quote-unquote bad team. You're set up here with your three best pitchers over the weekend. The Mets have the pitching advantage in this series. Rangers are due to lose.
They are not a great team at home. That's a lie. That's all based on April and May.
Yeah.
If you look at them over their last 30 to 35 home games, they're a 500 team, and that's not good at home.
Well, they swept the Phillies at home.
And they lost 3 out of 4 to Miami. You want to leave that out? Because I just added it. So you can't tell me they're a great home team. It's not true anymore.
But it's a totality of the season. So where do you trust them more, at home or on the road?
I don't trust them
more.
Okay, Evan,
just for the sake of the conversation, where would you trust them more?
They are a better home team than road team,
but
they're not a great home team. You said they're a great home team. They haven't
record-wise,
been.
Record-wise, all year.
But Tommy, they haven't been since the first 2 months of the season. That's the reality, and that's the story of the Mets. Like, the story of the 2025 Mets is April and May, no problem. Since the middle of June, they are one of the worst teams in baseball. And no, they're not a great home team. So that's why, from a baseball standpoint, I give the point to Frank. Now, we all hope Frank is wrong, and we hope the Mets do recover, and we hope you're right, and we hope that we will laugh about this a few weeks from now. But as of right now, it's tough to not believe the worst is about to come. Tony is in Middletown, Delaware. What's up, Tony?
Yeah, you know, this might be a little comedy, but I'm just wondering, you know, where do Met fans think Mendoza, what city will he be left in before the end of the season?
You know, I don't think.
Nowhere. He'll be left in New York where he lives.
I don't think he will be fired.
No, but, I don't think so.
But, and this is the big caveat to all this, if they miss the playoffs, Teak, it is such a black mark on one's resume that he may never recover from it.
Well,
may eventually lead to his firing. It's just not going to happen.
Well, you
at the
recover
end of the
from
year.
That by getting to a World Series. That short of that, like getting to the postseason and then falling short a couple of years out of the next whatever. Let's say here for 5 years and he gets to the playoffs, loses in the wild card one, loses in the divisional round another one. He'll never overcome this. That is missing the playoffs.
But the comparison on, you're right, you can erase it, is Willie Randolph. Willie Randolph had a decent first year, a successful second year. They lost in the NLCS.
Yep.
And then the following year, they choked. He didn't get fired, but you knew going into 08, wow, things could get dicey.
Mm-hmm.
They were off to an average start, and they got rid of him in the middle of May. And that's the battle that Mendy will have.
Of course, because it's a hangover.
Of course. It's always going to be there. So the firing, I don't think will happen, as bad as this will be, but it may never be something he could recover from. Nick is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Nick?
Tommy won that debate. Mm. I'm sorry. Yeah, just because his grasp of the English language was a lot better than Frank's, I guess.
And you know what? Tommy doesn't have that great of a grasp of the English language.
So what does that say?
Let's go to John and Maspeth, who's enjoying every second of this. What's up, John?
You know who won that debate? Us Yankee fans. We're sitting there watching Dumb and Dumber argue back and forth, twiddling our fingers, just laughing at all you guys.
Yeah, I think he speaks very well for Yankee fans. Sean, is that how you felt, too?
Dumb and Dumber is a good way to classify it, for sure.
Now, I need to say something that is on a lot of people's minds. Last night, the President of the United States outlasted Tiki Barber at a baseball game.
Explain outlasted, please.
Okay.
Please.
What do you think I meant?
You don't know what's going on in my bedroom with Mrs. Barber.
Are you saying that Mr. President wouldn't have had that opportunity if he left earlier with the First Lady?
I mean, possibly.
Is that what you're saying?
Was she there?
I did not see her.
I didn't either.
Let me tell you a little story about our wonderful First Lady. And I say this with compassion because I have a wife, too. There is a famous picture, it haunts me to this day, of the president, long before he was a political figure, with his wife, Melania, in a raincoat. In the middle of game 7 of the 06 NLCS, as Beltran was striking out.
Mm.
And the president has like that hulking look of like, ugh, like doom.
Yes.
Like he almost knew it was going to happen. And Melania looked miserable. Like the look on her face was, I'm divorcing this man if this game goes extra innings. And I know that look because I think I've gotten it too. I am convinced that after game 7 of the 06 NLCS, there was a talking to. There was a, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to sit there at a baseball game.
Yeah, but it was nice last night.
And it was in a suite. But what I meant by outlast is Tiki's garnered the reputation of leaving games early. He's left basketball games early, baseball games early. It's become kind of a running joke around here. And the president was there through the bottom of the seventh of a blowout game. Mm. So what would you like to say for yourself?
Do you remember the last time you took me to a Mets game?
No. Should
you
I?
Don't. It was at the beginning of the season.
Yes.
We were sitting in your absolutely wonderful all 22, actually, not that many, all 18 seats.
Right. It's really all 10.
Or depending on how many are base, max right. all 12, 11
right.
Seats. Actually, 12 for a second.
You got it. You're good. Just stick with it.
11, 12, 13. All 13 seat max. And I ordered a tall boy and then went and got another one.
Oh, you stayed the whole game.
And then I had nachos.
You're right.
And I did not leave.
Okay. Well, I've got a challenge.
Touché, Mr. Roberts.
I've got a challenge for Tiki Barber. And, okay. Of course, Sean and Tommy, you're involved in this as well. The New York Mets are home Tuesday night and Wednesday night against the San Diego Padres in what, in theory, would be big games. Mm. I have all four of my tickets.
Oh, interesting.
Which night would you like to join a show game for in which you can prove that you can outlast the president of a baseball game?
Let's see.
Your choice, Tuesday or Wednesday. Your choice. Your choice.
I have dinner on Wednesday with my accountant. So let's do Tuesday.
Sean and Tommy, are you good to join us on Tuesday night?
I will do it if the show calls for it, but I just want to address something.
What?
Tuesday, I am going to be exhausted. We're going to have Monday Night Football until 1 a.m.
Are you serious?
Who's playing Monday Night Football?
Chargers Raiders or a 10 p.m. Monday night game next week.
You are complaining about going to a Met game with beautiful seats in the middle of a pennant race because of a late night football game.
Watch
that will
it
make
in the
you...
morning.
Yeah. That's not an excuse.
It's a doubleheader, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But if I watch in the morning, my live gambling's done.
You gotta stop.
Now, I'm just saying, I'm going, but I don't want to hear if I leave before
I gotta tell you, I'm not even watching that Monday night game. I will not watch that game. It starts at 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock at night, yeah.
Yeah, I will not watch that game. In real time.
That is the worst excuse I've ever heard to not go to a baseball game on a beautiful night.
Listen to me. First of all, you don't know if it's going to be beautiful. I'm telling you I'm going.
I saw the weather already. It's beautiful.
Okay, yeah, we could always judge that. If it's the seventh inning and I decide, you know what, I've had my ice cream, it's time to bounce. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is I don't want to hear lip. That's all I'm telling you.
No, you can leave early. I will just remind you, as will social media, that the president outlasted you. That's all. You have to live with that.
First of all. I was going to make a tiki joke, but that's all right.
Be careful. Now, Tommy, are you in for that game?
Yes. So Tuesday night, I will be a little late because I am on the air hosting till 7.
No,
so I'll just join you guys a little
late.
Not
about the front end, it's the back end.
That's right.
It's all that matters.
I'll be there, though.
So show night out Tuesday night for Mets Padres, and we will find out if Tiki Barber can outlast the president.
I'm long, and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on.
We'll get back to your calls next, 888-808-1019, plus a peek into week number two.
You guys might be way too young to know what I'm talking about, but...
Baby got back?
Thank you!
We knew
thank
baby!
You.
We
Sir
knew
Mix-a-Lot.
That! Thank you!
Come on! I feel redeemed. Yes,
even,
thank you.
Even I knew that!
You think we don't know Baby got back?
I didn't know. I honestly, I had no idea.
Come on, Teak, even white boys, we gotta shout, you know?
We're getting all the football coming up and talk to you at 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.